أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا أبي القاسم مصطفى محمد صلى الله عليه وآله أجمعين وأصحابه المنتجبين. أما بعد، قال الله تعالى في كتابه الكريم: ومن يعمل من الصالحات من ذكر أو أنثى وهو مؤمن فأولئك يدخلون الجنة ولا يظلمون نقيرا. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. Respectable audience, distinguished listeners, honorable viewers, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. By the grace and will of Almighty Allah, today, God willing, we are going to talk about the relationship between one's faith or belief and his actions. What type of a relationship exists between one's faith or belief in his actions? You know that sometimes the people, I mean the believers, are successful in doing actions that accord their belief. But sometimes the believers fail to do what their belief, what their doctrine, what their religion has ordered them. So, bravo to those who are successful in this course, those who remain loyal and committed to those values, their religious dogmas or their religions subscribe. Bravo to those who adhere to those values which are in harmony with their own religious convictions. From the Holy Quranic perspective, the relationship between one's faith and action is mutual. The more you are faithful, that much your actions and your deeds will be getting best form. The more you are faithful, the more you remain committed to Almighty Allah's does and don'ts, that much your actions will be standard. That much your actions will be, yes, benevolent. That much your actions will be public serving. That much your actions will be satisfactory, not only for yourselves, but also for Almighty Allah, for the whole community, and for the whole humanity. The more we try to do in accordance with our belief, that much we will be successful. And it is not expected that all the human beings should be made infallible or should be made innocent. No. But the more we try our best, that much we can develop our faith, that much we will develop our actions. So faith and belief is a gradational concept. It accepts grades within itself. The people's faith differ. The level of the people's faith varies and vary. In that much, Almighty Allah would reward them differently. For example, if a person has firm faith, indeed his rewards will not be comparable with another person whose faith is weak. So in the life hereafter, everyone, in accordance with his firm or weak faith, Plus, the good and bad actions will be rewarded. And another important fact that is that there exists a mutual relationship between one's faith and good actions. The more a person remains committed to those religious values, that much he will be successful in doing humanitarian works and deeds. That much he will not feel regret or remorseful of his actions that he has done for the sake of Almighty Allah. Because he says that I have invested for my own life hereafter. So why I have to regret? Yes, the people who do their actions for the sake of seeking fame or for the sake of the people, and if the people do not appreciate them, they will feel themselves lost. They will feel themselves as people who have lost everything, who have invested for void. But he who does all his actions for the sake of Almighty Allah, he never regrets, he never feels lost. It matters most. So the relationship between one's faith and his action is mutual. So, respectable audience and distinguished listeners, there exist two other theological terminologies which are taken from the Quranic words, and they are habit or erase and deletion, and takfir means hide and concealment. These two terminologies are propounded from two different perspectives. Firstly, let me clarify what these two terminologies or words mean. Habit means to erase, to delete something permanently. When you delete the files from your desktop, so either you delete it, you put it in the dustbin or in the bin. Sometimes you hold the shift and delete them permanently. Be careful. So habit, theologically talking, habit means that sometimes we do some bad actions that erase our best deeds that we have already done. This is habit. Habit means deletion, to erase your best deeds via your worst deeds. For example, if a person associates others to Almighty Allah, his all best actions, his all humanitarian actions and activities will be erased, will be deleted permanently. So takfir means to hide, to conceal, to cover. Sometimes Almighty Allah says the believers do very good actions. In these good actions cause and prompt me or my angels to cover his vicious actions or to conceal and hide his bad actions. Till now, we could clarify or give a brief introduction to the meaning of these two terminologies and words. What are the applications of these two terminologies? Sometimes we use these habit and takfir in respect with the non-Muslim who converts to Islam, who becomes Muslim. And sometimes we use these two terminologies in respect with the good and bad deeds of the Muslims. In other words, when a disbeliever, when an atheist, when a polytheist turns to a monotheist one, when he forsakes his past ideas and vision, when a person gets rid of his past white views and becomes Muslim, Almighty Allah hides his bad actions. It is as if he is a newly born child. Almighty Allah yukaffir anhu sayyi'ati. Almighty Allah hides all his worst actions. And again, this can be applied for a Muslim, that when a person dies a benevolent act, for example, you assist a person who is extremely in need of financial aid. If you could aid, if you could assist him in those needy days, on those rainy days, indeed Almighty Allah would hide your worst actions. This is about takfir. And about ihbat or habab, which means erase or deletion, it can be applied for both a Muslim and a non-Muslim. So, in respect with the Muslim, if a person does a vicious act, Almighty Allah says the probability is there that all your best actions will be erased or would be deleted. So, respectable audience and distinguished listeners, these two terminologies create equilibrium, maintain us in a balanced position, that we should always have hope and we should always have warning. Both hope and intimidation, both hopefulness and hopelessness, both of them should be taken into account. He who lives hopefully, he who is imbued with extreme hope, he finally or ultimately gets arrogant. He finally would defy Almighty Allah's commands. He would finally overlook Almighty Allah's values, because he says, I'm hopeful. I'm hopeful that I would be the one who enter paradise. The same case holds true for he who is hopeless extremely. He who is hopeless, he does his best to do the worst actions, because he says, now the game is over for me. I have to do whatever I can in this world. It makes no difference. There is no ray of hope that I have to return to Almighty Allah. So I have to do my best to do the worst actions. Almighty Allah says neither of them or none of these two approaches are true. The mu'mineen should be balanced. The mu'mineen should keep balance. The mu'mineen should observe this equilibrium between hope and between fear, between khawf and between raja. These two would create balance and equilibrium. This ihbat and takfir would make us balanced ones, because we should not get boastful when we are doing some good actions. We should not say that, okay, I have done this and that. Rather, we should give this probability that our mistakes might have erased our good actions. There is a very interesting story that our Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, in his household said to his companions. There are verses that says, if pious people or if a pious man or woman does good actions, Almighty Allah would reward them 70 times more than his actions. Or double rewards would be given to this one. When our Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, recited this verse and said that by doing good actions, by giving charities, you will be having trees in the life hereafter. You will be sowing lots of trees in the life hereafter. All the companions, yes, expressed their cheer, saying that, oh, our Holy Prophet, we have sown lots of trees in the life hereafter because of doing all these good actions, because of participating in the holy war, because of this and that. There, our Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace upon him, in his household, said a very, very warning thing for them. Our Holy Prophet warned them that do not get boastful, do not get arrogant of doing good actions. Because you might have done some mistakes and blunders that have brought all those trees into Iblis, that have fired all those trees, or that have uprooted all those trees. Your blunders erase your good actions. Your blunders, your mistakes erase your good actions. So, hearing this, all the companions got silent and said that indeed we should not be hopeful extremely, nor should we be extremely hopeless. So, respectable audience and distinguished listeners, some of our Sunnite brothers have responded this question that when the people are doing their good actions erase their worst actions, and vice versa. According to them, it is a general law. If you do good actions, you will be turned into an angel. You will be a good person. All your worst deeds will be erased. And again, from another side, he who does worst action, his worst action would erase his best actions. But some people have said, or some of the theologians are of the view, that we should have a measurement. We should weigh their good and bad deeds. If their good deeds were a lot, so they will be winning eternal felicity. But if their worst actions are a lot, so they will win hell. According to them, the standard, the criterion, is the magnitude of one's good or bad actions. As they might have deduced this law from the Holy Quran. فَمَنْ ثَقُلَتْ مَوَازِينُهُ فَهُوَ فِي عِيشَةٍ رَاضِيَةٍ وَمَنْ خَفَّتْ مَوَازِينُهُ فَأُمُّهُ هَاوِيَةٍ Whose good actions are a lot, indeed they will be having a happy life in the life hereafter. Those whose worst actions are a lot, indeed they will have a miserable life in the doomsday. So what matters most, that is the volume of good actions that should be more than one's bad actions. But the Shi'ites have chosen the third approach, that we cannot specify that this good action of yours would erase all your bad deeds, or that a specific bad action would erase all your best actions. We cannot specifically determine our actions and their effects on our previous deeds. Rather, this parlance or this discourse is there in the Holy Quran so that the people, I mean the faithful people, should be living in a balanced manner. Almighty Allah wanted to create balance between fear and hope. So due to this, these two terminologies have been proposed in the Holy Quran. So, respectable audience and distinguished listeners, may Almighty Allah bless us all to find opportunities to do good actions and erase our worst deeds from our life so that we be resurrected with clean records in the life hereafter. And we may be resurrected with our Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his household. Thank you very much. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. God bless you.